Psalm 73, Part 2, Preface. With much long-suffering does God bear the vessels of wrath, but when their measure of wickedness is full, they are suddenly broken. To the people of the first world, God granted a respite of 120 years. But when they repented not, they suddenly perished in the flood. The people of Sodom dwelt in a land beautiful and fertile as a garden of the Lord, enjoying peace and plenty, and despising Lot, the preacher of righteousness. And to this day, the dead waters and the dead surroundings of the Dead Sea speak to us of the fate of the wicked. When proud Herod was sitting on his throne, arrayed in royal apparel, and his heart was lifted up, the angel of the Lord suddenly smote him. Do we not hear of persons dropping dead on the dancing floor, or their life abruptly coming to an end in the drink house or the banquet hall? Let us beware and not live in sin, putting off repentance, lest sudden destruction come upon us, humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and implicitly trusting His guidance, because we know that His thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace, to give us an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. Let us be ready always, at the shortest notice, to lay down the staff, and to enter into the rest in store for the people of God. To such readiness we are urged in the second part of the 73rd Psalm. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream, when one awakes, so, O Lord, when thou awakes, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast held me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Summary. Of God's providential dealings towards the children of men, both towards the pious and the impious, we must not judge according to carnal reason, as the world is accustomed to do. But entering into the sanctuary of God, we must search in His Word for the mind of the Lord. By His goodness, God strives to lead men to repentance, and He is diligent in chastening His children with the rod of a father. Be not offended at the prosperity of the wicked. It is their portion, and if they repent not, eternal torment in darkness will be the portion of their cup. Pine not. If thou art plagued every morning, the rod of a father is for good and not for ill. Be thou content to have the Lord for thy portion, holding fast the grace of the Father in the blood of the Son, and the day will show that thou hast chosen that good part which cannot be taken from thee. Prayer. Lord our God, Thou hast a counsel of mercy over us by which Thou desirest to lead us to those mansions prepared for us by Jesus our Savior. Because we are ignorant and often know not what is for our good, do Thou, by Thy grace, prevent us from thrusting our hand into Thy clockwork and thwarting Thy counsel, but in all things grant us resignation to Thy will, that we may reach the home of the soul with Christ our Lord. Amen.